found Hadia Mohammed Khaidir and her daughter Ayan sitting under a tree, waiting for rain. She was told some rain fell 400 kilometers from here, so spent weeks walking there with her goats, but didn't find any pasture, so she walked back. Most of her livestock died on the way.
We depended on the livestock because we would eat them and sell them, but that is no more. Our priority now is finding water. Some people are drinking salt water and it's giving them diarrhea. We need fresh water and food, as now we cannot eat or sell the livestock because they are very weak.
Hadia is one of more than 5 million people affected by the drought in Somalia, about a third of the population. Many of them are herders who move around with their animals, following rains and seeking pasture.
Camels and the goats can't eat this. It's what's happened to most of the bushes here after the last three rainy seasons have failed. And so this is what's happened to many of the animals. And it's the animals that enable people to live in this dry environment that even at the best of times is difficult to survive in.
The plains across which the herders move with their animals are dry as far as the eye can see. And it's the same in parts of the country where people grow crops. Two major rivers in the south have dried up. The surrounding areas used to be known as the breadbasket of Somalia. People here say it's the first time this has happened in living memory. Near the dry river, we met Abdurrahman Noor Ibrahim, the river used to water his crops. He's joined the hundreds of thousands of people moving into camps after their farms failed and animals died. He's 70 years old and lived through several droughts, including severe ones in 2011 and 2017, but he says none have been as bad as this.
When small drought happened in these areas in the past, people fled to the river for water. But now the river is dry all the way from the Ethiopia border to the sea.
Many of those displaced by the past droughts are still in the camps, unable to restart their farms or restock their herds. The UN says people in rural Somalia are among the least able to cope with changing climate following 30 years of conflict.
Climate change is directly related to the drought that we are witnessing now. The frequency of those climatic shocks is now increasing. People who live in rural areas, their capacity to recover from those shocks is extremely, extremely challenging because of the frequency of these shocks.
Back in the north, the herders whose animals have died are moving into camps too. People have survived here, herding animals for thousands of years. As the droughts become more frequent and more severe, it's not clear if their way of life can continue or how they will survive. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Galkayo, Somalia.